This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
America, deplorables all across the fruited plains. Coach Dave Dobenmeyer sitting in today for my friend Brad McGean. I don't know where he is. I don't know what he's got going, but he got a hold of me a little bit earlier today. He says, Coach, can you sit in for me? And always considered an honor to sit in for Bradley. I'm a boat rocker. I know Bradley's a boat rocker. Are you a boat rocker? We need a few more boat rockers here in America, folks. What an amazing time to be alive. Again, my name's Coach Dave Dobenmeyer. You can find me at CoachDaveLive.com. I tell everybody I'm Coach Dave, and I'm live. That's how you remember it, CoachDaveLive.com. I do a broadcast of my own all across the Internet. You can find me there 5 days a week, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, outside the cornfields of Columbus, Ohio. All of our stuff archived at CoachDaveLive.com. I write, I speak. I'm a boat rocker. A boat rocker. An honor to be sitting in for my good friend Bradley Dean today. Listen, I got a question I want to ask you before we get too far along in the program. You believe in demons? I'm going to say that again. Do you believe in demons, folks? And over the last few years, I began watching what's going on out in the world. Watch what's going on with our leadership. Began to read from the book of Ephesians where it says that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against evil spirits in high places. And the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Do you believe in demons? I began to ask myself a lot as I watch what's going on in the American political system. I watch what's going on with this whole Russia gate, Russia probe, the way that they're attacking President Donald Trump. I ask myself, these people, they can't be that dumb, can they? Can they be that dumb? Can they look at that made-up FISA document? Are they that dumb? No, folks, I think it's something else involved here. You believe in demons? What is it? What would it look like if we were really to wrestle not with flesh and blood? See, we are wrestling, aren't we, friends? We are wrestling. But Paul in Ephesians said, it's not flesh and blood we're wrestling with. What would it look like? What would a demon look like? What would demon oppression, what would that look like? What would demonic influence look like? I've become convinced over the past few years that much of what we see passing as just plain old politics or just plain old, that guy's not very smart. No, no, folks, I think it's something much, much deeper and darker than that. I believe it's demonic. Let me rephrase it. Coach Dave sitting in for Bradley Dean today. Do you believe in angels? You say you do? Do you believe in guardian angels? Do you believe every person has a guardian angel assigned to them? Do you believe that according to the Bible, one-third, that when old Beelzebub, Lucifer, when that demon himself rebelled in heaven, that he was cast out of heaven? And that one-third of the angels followed him? Do you believe that, folks? Is that just a fairy tale? Is there a demonic world and a demonic realm? And if there is, what What's the purpose of that demonic realm? And folks, what does it say when Genesis, we look at Genesis 6 and we read about the fall of Eve. I'm sorry, Genesis 3, I believe it is the fall of Adam and Eve. And we see that at the conclusion of that event, the Lord said to the serpent, that old snake, that I'm going to put enmity between the seed of the serpent and the seed of the woman, between her seed and his seed. And that there would be an eternal conflict going on. Good against evil. Cowboys and Indians. Batman and the Joker. In the natural, I'm sorry, in the spiritual realm. Do you believe in demons? Well, we're going to get into that here in a second, just after we get through the first segment. We go to our first break. When we come back, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about evil spirits in high places. What does that mean? Evil spirits in high places. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. Does the demonic world really attempt to influence the natural world? Are people really controlled and influenced by demons? Do people really get possessed by the devil? Oh, yeah, evil spirits in high places. Again, this is... Sorry if you know, sometimes I got somebody turned on the radio. Maybe I got Rush Limbaugh on or Michael Savage or somebody's on like that. And then all of a sudden I hear a guest host come sitting in. I say, oh, doggone, it's not Bradley. Oh, I don't want to listen. It's not Bradley. I hope you don't feel like that today. Coach Dave sitting in for Bradley Dean. Because I'm a boat rocker, too, just like Bradley Dean. I'm a boat rocker, and I want to dig deeper into this. I want to make you think. I want you to open your eyes and understand that so much of what's going on around us, folks, oh, my goodness, it's more than just miseducation or uneducation or just ignorance. No, 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 folks. Something very, very spiritual going on at this time in America. Let me ask you this. In all of your times been alive, I hate to admit it, I've taken Medicare now. I turned over to flip that thing over 65 years old. I go back to a lot of presidents. I was born when Ike was president. We went from Eisenhower to Nixon to Kennedy to Johnson. I said Nixon, didn't I? Eisenhower to Kennedy to Johnson to Nixon to Ford to Carter to Reagan to Bush 1. To Clinton, Bush 2, to Obama, to Donald Trump. I've been alive for all of them. I've never seen anything like I see going on right now. The hatred for the President of the United States. Not only that, folks, not only the hatred, but the clearly delineated two teams playing out before us. The seed of the serpent and the seed of the woman. Now, I'm not a great big... I don't wave pom-poms and flags and do cheerleading for the Republican Party. No, no, don't go there with me. No, no, but I'm certainly wise enough and spiritually attuned enough to understand that that other team, that other team that Hillary was leading, something was seriously amiss there. And to think that we were somehow diverted from the tragedy of a Clinton presidency. I'll get into that on the other side. Evil spirits in high places. Are people just crazy? With the devil having an impact in America. Coach Dave, sitting in for Bradley Dean. We'll be right back.
The Sons and Daughters of Liberty. I know you've heard that name before, but who are they and what does that have to do with the Sons of Liberty? The Sons and Daughters of Liberty are a group of faithful men and women who have decided to do something about the problems that we see in America today. They are those who have made it a point to faithfully support our ministry on a monthly basis. They have said, I am tired of hearing about all the problems. It's time for me to be a part of the answers. They choose whatever level of giving is right for them and are consistently part of a team that is reaching this nation with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can be a part of it too. How do you join the team? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. There are different levels of membership for you to choose from, or you can create your own and plug in the amount that's right for you. Join today and have the satisfaction of knowing that you're doing your part to create a better future for tomorrow and our posterity. We thank God for each and every one of our faithful supporters and hope that you will join together with us to restore this nation back unto Christ, the only hope for America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, this is Michael Bresciani. I'm the editor of theamericanprophet.org. We originally begun to feature the articles and the materials of Bradley Dean, and we're just glad to have him. He has a strong vision for the nation and is witness to young people in his national tours to high school and college campuses.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
I'm not afraid to admit it. Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer sitting in for my friend Bradley Dean. Hey, folks, I heard the first, as we went to break there, Bradley, the little commercial there talking about going to Sons of Liberty and making a donation. Folks, listen, as a guy who does this, I do what Bradley does. We battle a lot of gatekeepers. What I mean by gatekeepers is a lot of times the traditional mainstream brick-and-mortar church is not open to the message that a guy like Bradley Dean or a guy like Coach Dave brings. You know, like sometimes they call me a tinfoil hat. They say, oh, well, the coach is really out there. He's radical. They say the same thing about Bradley Dean. But if you're sitting here right now and you're listening to my voice, then you know that there's a need for this voice, and you're attracted to this truth because it's a little different than the truth that you get in your local church Sunday morning. Support Bradley Dean. Sons of Liberty meet us. Sons of Liberty. Go there. Make a donation. Help keep Bradley on the air all around. See, folks, listen, we are in a war. We are in the midst of a spiritual war. Now, I wrote a commentary. I write one every week at newswithviews.com. It's actually, it's posted a lot of places. In fact, Bradley posted at Sons of Liberty. I posted a lot of, my stuff's picked up a lot of places. And I wrote one a couple weeks ago called Evil Spirits in High Places. That's what I called it. Because I think much of what's going on in America, we don't recognize it for what it is. We don't understand the gospel. We don't understand the seed of the serpent and the seed of the woman. We don't understand that it's two teams contending out on the field, that the slings and arrows and back and forth. It's more than just the devil trying to impact or influence little old you. I hear people go to church and they pray. You think about your own prayer life and the prayers that you offer up to God. For the most part, if you're like the rest of us, what do you pray for? Oh, you pray for your family. You pray for your finances. You pray for your health. You pray for marriages. You pray for those. You're constantly bombarding and asking the Lord to protect you, to bless you, to keep you safe. We're all there. I'm not being critical. We're all there. We all do that. But is that really it? Is that really what our prayer life is about? Is that really what this spiritual war is all about? You mean to tell me, in the book of Psalms, the writer of Psalms says, "What is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him?" What makes you so important? What makes me so important? Why do I think I'm so important to God? Why do I think that Almighty God sits in the heavens and his sole purpose of sitting in the heavens is to make me healthy, wealthy, and wise? You know, it tells us in 1 John chapter 3, verse 8, that for this purpose was the Son of Man manifest. He might destroy the works of the devil. I'm going to say that again. Why did Jesus come? People say, well, gee, if Jesus came just for little old you, if it was just for one soul, Jesus would have died on that cross. And I'm not here to debate whether that's true or not, but I'm telling you, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ was a lot bigger, folks, than just getting you blessed. I can promise you that. Oh, he's concerned about that stuff. But that's not why Jesus died. He died to destroy the works of the devil. Now, here it is. Let me paint this picture and then come back to the next segment. We're gonna talk a little bit more. I'm gonna try to crack this open to you. Have you ever looked at the world, the good and the evil, the right and the wrong, the, dare I say, Republican, Democrat, liberal, conservative? Have you ever looked at that and thought, you know what? I think I'm being fooled here. I think they're telling me things that are chasing me down a rabbit hole. I think I find myself being enemies of people who really aren't my enemies. I think I find myself being distracted by, oh, I don't know, race. I see a black man and I think he hates me. Or he's a black man and he sees me and he thinks I hate him. Or I see somebody who's young and they think I'm an old guy. I'm trying to rob them. Old against young. Black against white. Men against women. Divide and conquer, the oldest strategy in the book. The old double team block was, as a football coach, the old double team block was built off of that strategy. Two on one's a winner. And I used to know that teach our defensive linemen, when you get double teamed, you got to split the double team. In other words, you can't let the double team be successful. You got to split it. But ultimately, when it comes right down to it, the seed of the serpent is fighting the seed of the woman. Yes, folks, the devil's got a team. The devil's got a team. The Lord's got a team. That's what we see playing out in front of us. Oh, it plays out in politics. It plays out in marriages. It plays out in the educational realm. It plays out in everywhere you look. The battle between the two seeds, the seed of the serpent, the seed of the woman. See, that references me back then to Ephesians, where it tells us that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. So, friends, I was watching one of those politicians on TV the other day, and I won't tell you which political persuasion it was. You can probably figure out which one it was. And I said to myself as I was watching that, how can that guy lie like that? Can he lie like that? How can he just openly lie like that? Does he not have a conscience? Doesn't any have a conscience? How can he do that? Then I began to think, well, I wonder what team he's playing on. I wonder who his daddy is. You say, what? Oh, oh, folks, don't ever forget this, that Jesus himself, twice, at least twice in the scripture, turned and said, get behind me. You are of your father, the devil. And the works of your father you will do. The devil has kids. The devil has kids. The devil has a team. And when you've been baptized as your Savior, come to be, come to have Him as your Father, you are translated, folks, from the kingdom of darkness into His kingdom of His dear Son. In other words, you just got drafted onto a new team. Now, when you get born again, you get saved, and you get drafted on this new team, what's your job? Is it just about you? Is it just about being happy and healthy and wealthy and making it to heaven? Or is there a larger purpose going on? That's what I want to talk to you about today. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. We wrestle against those principalities and those powers, and those evil spirits in high places. Listen, we're going to open up the phone lines here. We're going to go to a break. I'm going to come back on the other side of the phone line. We're going to get into this a little bit. Evil spirits in high places, and exactly what that means. Before we do, I haven't even given out the phone number yet. It's 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Which team are you on? Which team are you on? Let's go to our caller. Didn't even give us his name there. You're on the air with a coach. How you doing today? Hello? Whoa, maybe I hit the wrong button there. Let's click that one back. Let's go right here. No, I did it right. There you are. I lost him. Okay. Maybe I scared him away, or maybe I disconnected him. If I did something wrong on my end, man, I apologize. Call back. We'll get you right back on the air. Evil spirits in high places. Do you see them? Do you see them around you? Do you see the influences they have on your children? Do you see it in Hollywood's movies? Do you see it in the cartoons? Do you see it in Disneyland, Disney World? Do you see the impact? And what do you think is going on in the world when we look around and everybody's walking around and they're carrying one of those cell phones? And little children are watching the cell phones, and they got the iPads out, and they're watching these electronic signals going into their brains. Are there demons? I know that word sounds crazy. Is there demonic influence coming through these electronic devices that our children are using? Is that a possibility? Evil spirits in high places. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. So when we come back, I want to talk to you about how you switch teams. First of all, to further explain to you that there are two teams, get a little bit of evidence, create that proof in that there is two teams, and then try to explain to you how you get on the other team. And what it should look like if you are on that other team. And how you're supposed to play and what you're supposed to do. Rather than just sitting around letting the devil eat our lunch, eat our kids, destroy all that's good. Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer sitting in for Bradley Dean. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. We'll rock some boats around the other side.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Aretha Franklin, the Queen of Soul, died today at her home in Detroit, Michigan from advanced pancreatic cancer. President Trump is hosting a cabinet meeting, but before that meeting, the president took his chance to remember Aretha Franklin.
Well, I want to begin today by expressing my condolences to the family of a person I knew well. She worked for me on numerous occasions. She was terrific. Aretha Franklin, on her passing. She's brought joy to millions of lives, and her extraordinary legacy will thrive and inspire many generations to come. She was given a great gift from God, her voice.
Omarosa Manigault Newman today unveiled a recording of her and Laura Trump discussing the details of a job on the Trump campaign and stipulating that the former White House aide would need to remain positive. Omarosa has said she recorded other conversations at the White House, and if they have national security information on them, she could be charged with a crime. This is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Yes, ma'am. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. It's principalities and powers. It's evil spirits in high places, and the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, fleshly, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, CoachDaveLive.com, sitting in for Bradley Dean. I always appreciate the chance to get in here. I always jokingly talk about Mutt and Jeff. That's Bradley and I. Bradley's as big as a house, 6'6", and I'm about a foot shorter than that. But together, the two of us, we're pretty good boat rockers. So it's an honor to sit in here with him today. And I don't want you to think I've rambled today. I don't want you to think I'm crazy. I don't want you to think I'm out of my mind. I want to share with you right now. Let me get that phone line number out. You can get back in. I might have disconnected somebody, being a rookie at this. 866-582-9933. Do it again, 866-582-9933. Which team are you on? You on the devil's team or you on the Lord's team? Say, what are you talking about, Coach? I'll sit back here and listen. I wrote this a week ago at newsreviews.com, and let's see if maybe this opens your eyes. See if this makes any sense to you at all. Some of you are going to get this. Some of you are not going to get it. Some of you are going to laugh, and some of you are going to think I'm crazy. It's okay. Fine. But so much of what we see going around us borders on the unexplainable. Have you noticed that, folks? The absolute madness that the Trump haters display is one of those things. Many of us had a strong dislike for the Obama administration. I did. I didn't like the Obama administration. I didn't like President Obama. But I didn't take it to the streets in order to undermine what was viewed as an anti-American administration. I didn't go out in the streets and break windows. I just swallowed hard and complied. The day Obama left office, that was a great time of joy for me, to be honest with you. But as things began to unfold and all the investigations surrounding President Trump, it's becoming obvious that for the previous 8 years, the American government has bordered on lawlessness. They don't even have any evidence in this dossier. It's made up. And yet, a year and a half later, we're still having an investigation going on, folks. What's going on here? There's so much to be revealed out of on the on the deep, dark devil's team, and I'm not so sure that we're ever, all of us, going to be able to handle when it's all fully exposed. I ask you this, how could government of, by, and for the people become so diabolical? A wise man, much wiser than me one day said, I love my country, but I fear my government. That's me. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. If there was a Christian government, there'd be liberty, order and liberty. Non-Christian government brings tyranny, disorder, disharmony. Open your eyes, look around. But how could this government become so diabolical? Where did America go wrong? Why do some Americans look the other way at wrongdoing simply because their party is in power? How can a Catholic, a pro-life Catholic, vote for a Democrat? That's another story. How have Americans become so divided? It's part of the plan. We know that, don't we, folks? Well, the answer is that evil spirits in high places. That's your answer. The Bible teaches that the natural, the non-born-again man, the flesh man, doesn't understand spiritual things. And without an understanding of the spiritual world, you cannot decipher what's happening in the natural world. Let me explain that to you a little bit, folks. You know what I'm saying? We have the mind. We have the ability to think. But without the infilling and the guidance of the Holy Spirit, it's like not having the right program for your computer, the right software, the right app. If you don't have the God app, you're a natural man and things don't make sense. Stay with me. A human is a spiritual being that happens to live in a natural world. Let me say it again. A human being is a spiritual being that happens to live in a natural world. In fact, although you have a body, my friends, you are not a body. You live in a body, but you're not a body. You're a spirit that lives in a body, like much as a car transports you around town. You're not a car. You ride in a car. Well, you're not a body. You ride in a body. Your body carries your spirit around in this material world. Are your eyes getting open yet, folks? 866-582-9933. Love for you to jump in here. Every human being enters the world the same way, which is through the womb of a woman. The Bible teaches that at the moment of conception, a new creation is formed, complete with its own DNA, which science calls, by the way, the blueprint of the life. Everything that makes you you is present at the moment conception occurs. The Bible teaches that at the same moment, a living soul is in there. A living soul. The soul is made up of the mind, the will, and the emotions. You see, the soul is actually you. That's you. That's your personality. That's who you are. You're not a body. You're a soul. When people communicate with another human being, it's the soul to which they speak, not the body. The body is merely the encasement in which the soul is housed. Hence, you're first and foremost a soul, the mind, the will, and emotions. That is given life by the Spirit. We call that the breath of God. God formed man out of the dust of the earth and breathed in him the breath of life, and man became a living soul, tells us in Genesis. And you operate in this natural world in a body of flesh, but you're not a body. You're a soul. When you die, the spirit life leaves the body, the natural world, and the soul leaves the natural for a place we've been taught to is called heaven. But heaven's not necessarily the place where God lives, but represents a non-material world where human flesh cannot operate. This non-material world is what we commonly call the spiritual world. Are you with me, folks? 866-582-9933. You're not a body, baby. You're not a body. This is where the spirits in high places live and operate in the spiritual world. I don't have time to go into it now, so do your own research. But let's suffice it to say that the spiritual world is made up of different dimensions. The spiritual world, although not a material one like this earthly realm, it's real, man. It's very real. And there's a gulf, an area of separation between the natural and the spiritual dimensions. The only way that you can enter the earth realm, hey, fellas, boys and girls, The only way you get an earth is you got to occupy a body. You got to come through a body. That's what God did. He was born in human form. Jesus, through the womb of a natural woman, Mary, possessing a body, is the only way to enter this natural realm, this earth realm. The human soul is currently trapped in this natural world, but it's able to communicate with the spiritual world. That's the realm where the evil spirits in high places work. The Bible teaches that the Holy Spirit's the only way that a natural man, a human being, can ever get victory over evil spirits that bombard the natural world continually. See, these evil spirits attack humans through the mind. Every action begins as a thought. That's why we're taught to take captive every thought, because bad thoughts lead to bad behavior. It's the mind that the evil spirits try to influence. This influence of the spiritual realm comes through our natural senses, our taste, our touch, our sight, things we hear, things we see, and the desire to fulfill the natural desires of the flesh. That's what happens to us in the natural world. And the Bible calls that sin. Well, the Bible teaches that when Satan was vamoosed from heaven, he took a third of the angels with him. And it's from that fall from God's presence that all the evils entered into the natural realm. From the time Satan entered the garden, he and his minions have been trying to oppose everything that's good. And everything that's good comes from God, and Satan and his offspring have worked tirelessly to destroy everything that is good. That's what we wrestle with, all of us, every human being. Principalities and powers, evil spirits, determined to destroy all that's godly. But what occurs in the natural world is a direct result of what has been occurring in the spiritual world. You get that, folks? People aren't just crazy, they're demonically influenced. The devil and his children fight humanity through thoughts, planning lies that seem true. Remember that scripture verse when the devil said, "Did God really say?" See, God sent his son into the natural realm by the same method we all got here, through the womb of a woman, so that he might gain access to a spirit greater than the spirits operating in this world. That's the wrestling that we do. Without his Holy Spirit, we're powerless against the forces of darkness in this natural realm. The root cause of all of America's problems, my friends, is spiritual. It's spiritual. There are no political solutions to spiritual problems. High places, positions of authority, the high places in America are occupied by natural, non-born-again men. Natural men are prisoners of the flesh. Natural influences and desires. Money, fame, sex, and power. That's what drive America's leaders. Without the Holy Spirit, they're incapable of doing what's right. That's it in a nutshell. You can ignore it. You can pick at my examples, but we're on this mess we're in because of our leaders and savvy. Our churches have no understanding of what's going on around them. The spirits that influence natural men are driving the nation over a cliff. Evil flourishes when good men give up and yield authority to wickedness. Read Genesis 3. Read Genesis 6. And you'll see that the battle has never changed. It's good versus evil. And my friends, one of them is going to win. You say, "Oh, well, I've read the Bible. I know we win in the end." Yeah, you may win in the end. But you're only here for a short time. You want to win now? Want to get victory now? The evil spirits in high places are ruling this world. And the average Christian doesn't have any idea why. Folks, how can we possibly hope to win if we don't understand the fight? Evil spirits in high places. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Got a line open. Jump right in there. Love to talk to you. Coach Dave sitting for Bradley Dean. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Michael Anderson. I am a Marine Corps veteran and contributing writer at Sons of Liberty Media. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are on the leading edge, explaining the power of the Constitution and the biblical principles that made America the greatest country on earth. I'm proud to be a contributor with Bradley and his team as they spread the message of the truths found in the Constitution to thousands of Americans.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Pro-Pure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro One G2.0 all-in-one filter by Pro-Pure removes and reduces up to 200-plus contaminants, including fluoride, lead, and more. There's no priming required, no add-on filter needed for fluoride reduction, and it's totally reusable. There's a size to fit most competitive brands of gravity water filter systems. Pro-Pure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, visit an authorized Pro-Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Female spirits in high places. Evil spirits in high places. Coach Dave Doppenmeyer, sitting in for Bradley Dean today. Appreciate the time. Love for you to join me. Just got a few minutes left if you want to try to get in there and get in on the phone line. It's 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. See, I think the battle in America, friends, I think the battle with the devil, the seed of the serpent and the seed of the woman, the battle is far larger than what we understand. The battle is not over just your body and your happiness and your finances. And your health, no, it's bigger than that, friends. It's a battle, a supernatural battle for control of the cosmos. And you, as a son or daughter of the Most High, the King of the Kings and the Lord of the Lords, you've been called into the kingdom for such time as this. So I ask people, if you're saved, two questions. Saved for what? And saved from what? Well, you're saved from your sins. We know that. Saved from your sins. Saved from hell. So you're saved from sins. What are you saved for? Well, the scripture tells us in Romans chapter 1, I beseech ye therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you would present your body a living sacrifice. Holy and acceptable unto God, which, by the way, is the least that you can do. That's your reasonable service. So somewhere else in the scriptures, if you're born again, some of you may not be. Some of you may have gone to church your whole life, filled the pew your whole life. You may be an elder. You might be an usher. You may even be the treasurer at the church. But you've never been born again. And if you haven't been born again, and you're one of those natural men I was talking about earlier, oh, you have what the scripture says, a form of godliness, but you deny the power thereof, from such men turn away. But Paul said, I've been crucified with Christ. Now listen, I want you to listen to this statement from Paul and tell me, what does it mean? I've been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, Paul said. But not I. But Christ lives within me. And the life that I now live, I live by the grace of the Son of God who died and shed his blood, gave his life for me. So if you've been crucified with Christ, see, here's what it is. If you've been crucified with Christ, you're a dead man. You're no longer you. You're no longer you. You've passed from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear Son. You have been adopted into a brand new family. Now, the good news is this. Anybody can. But if you have never been adopted into God's family, if you have never received Christ as your Savior, I hate to tell you this, your daddy is the devil. Your daddy's the devil. Jesus said that. You have your father, the devil. The devil has kids. That's why the scriptures say that God sent his one and only Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent his Son into the world, not to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved. And isn't it interesting that he was interested in saving the world, not individuals? He doesn't say God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son to save people. He said, no, he sent it to save the world. Well, how did he save the world? I'm glad you asked. Through his people. So you've been saved from the kingdom of darkness. You've been saved from hell. What have you been saved for? You've been saved unto good works. You've been saved to earnestly contend for the faith, which was once delivered to the saints. You've been saved to stand up and speak the truth. You've been adopted and enlisted onto God's football team to do what? To blast apart the works of the devil. God works through people. It's interesting. Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer, I haven't said that in a while. I'm sorry, CoachDaveLive.com. CoachDaveLive.com. As we wind down the show here, I thank Bradley for letting me sit in for him today. We spend time at the abortion clinics. That's what we do. My wife and I, our ministry. We spend time at the abortion clinics. And why do we go to the abortion clinics? Well, we go to do what the scripture tells us, to rescue those who are unjustly led to slaughter. Oh, we have a desire to see people get saved, but that's not our primary goal. Our primary goal when we go to the abortion clinics is to be as witness for Jesus. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. We go to where the devil is showing off, and we go lift up Jesus. That's that contending. That's that fighting. That's that one-on-one combat. That's that evil spirits in high places that we have to go and confront. I often tell my people I run into, try to encourage them to more boldly live out their faith and get involved. And they say, well, we'll pray about it. I'll pray about it. Or say, oh, well, our church prays against abortion. We pray to see abortion ended. I say, well, God bless you. I'm glad you do. And I pray too. And I'm glad everybody prays. We need more of it. But let me ask you a question. In the Garden of Gethsemane, it said that Jesus prayed so hard that blood came out of his pores. When's the last time you did that? When's the last time they had to come into your church and bring a transfusion of blood because people were praying so hard that the blood was coming right out of their forehead. I've never seen that happen. I've never done that. I throw up a quick bless me, Lord, prayer. But I've never prayed so hard the blood came out of my pores. But here's what I don't want you to miss. That even when Jesus did that, he still got up and went. He walked that road laid out before him. Prayer alone was not enough. Christ's prayer in the garden prepared him and propelled him to the work that God had called him to do. Somewhere in that old dusty Bible that you have sitting on your nightstand, somewhere in that old dusty Bible, it says that faith without works is dead. In other words, hey dude, you can't just talk it. You gotta walk it. Say it again, you can't just talk it, you gotta walk it. Talk is cheap. Folks, as we wind down here today, Coach Dave Doppelmayr sitting in for Bradley Dean here on the Sons of Liberty. The truth is we live in the Bible calls perilous times. We live in times like we've never seen. We live in times that our grandparents and our great grandparents could never have imagined. Where at the flick of a button, I can speak across the world. On my daily show that I do, I sit in my studio and I hit a switch and I talk to people in New Zealand and the United Kingdom and Saudi Arabia. Oh, yes, I do. The ability right now we have to communicate, instant communication, the ability to make an impact. Can you imagine if Jesus had the internet? Can you imagine if the disciples had GPS? Can you imagine if they had instant communication and cell phones and text messages and, oh my goodness, Facebook and Bigfoot, Twitter and Tweeter, and what a time to be alive. Let me ask you, folks, now what are you living for? What are you dying for? What is it that you have given your life to? As a grandpa of four and two on the way, I get up every day and I look in the eyes of my little grandbabies. One of them over here beside me today. I look in their eyes and I wonder, what is America going to be like when this little guy is 25 years old? And the truth is, what it will be like 25 years from now is very dependent on what I do here and now. Whether I play my role, whether I strap up my helmet, whether I put in my mouthpiece, whether I get work out, whether I do the things that I need to do to advance the kingdom of God. I'm a boat rocker. Bradley Dean, it's a boat rocker. What a time to be alive. What a time to make an odd difference for the cause of Christ. Get out of your comfort zone. Push back against the darkness. Coach Dave Doppelmayr sitting in for Bradley Dean. Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. God bless you.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.